From JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 153 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Joining me this week for episode 153 is one Logan Barnes.
Yay!
And one Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Not joining us this week is one James Stratton, who is snowed in Oxford, Mississippi with James Franco.
James and James.
Yeah.
What's nice.
They're buds now.
What?
Is that?
Yeah. It's fine. We hope you guys have been having a great week. We've had a pretty cold one here.
It has been cold.
It has been pretty cold. I had a pretty great weekend last weekend as episode 152 was hitting the airwaves at the Louisiana Comic Con in Bossier City, Shreveport, Louisiana.
How'd that go?
Freaking amazing. I mean, like, really, really amazing.
Big turnout?
Yeah, like, I had to turn a ton of people away.
Really? Too many people.
That stood in line in the rain for hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was...
It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, but it was a great response.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the first time, heck yeah. The guys at AVC Conventions did a great job, so...
Sweet.
Yeah, we'll be going back to do an anime show there in July. That'll be fun. And hopefully more convention-y things in the future. I had a great time running my mouth. So
sweet.
It's really super fun. Really, really super
meet
fun.
Any celebrities?
I did. You ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
Nick Brennan. I met him.
Which one's he?
Yeah, why would you say that? I don't know.
He's just name dropping over there. He doesn't.
Nicholas Brendan. He was on Criminal Minds, and he is Xander. He was Xander on Xander. Buffy.
Oh, okay. Xander. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He was Xander on Buffy.
That's actually, I wouldn't call that minor celebrity then.
No, I mean, he was really awesome. I met Scott Schwartz, the guy who played Flick in A Christmas Story, who got his
really?
Tongue stuck to the pole.
Awesome.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
No. But I did meet a lot of other great people that I liked. Flick. Yeah. Too bad. let's see. Trina Nishimura. She's a voice actress on Attack on Titan. She was there.
That's a pretty good show.
Yeah, seems to be pretty good.
It's all right.
Yeah. The anime is pretty great. Like
the last convention I went to, there was a guy walking around in the meat suit. I don't know what the name of him.
He was a Titan.
The Colossal Titan.
Okay. Yeah, he was a Titan.
Sure, yeah.
The meat suit. He was Lady Gaga. I mean, I don't know.
Lady Gaga as a Titan.
Walking around.
Yeah. So it was a good time. If you are listening to us because you found us at Louisiana Comic Con, thanks. And keep hanging out with us. It was great. We had a lot of new likes on the Facebooks there. God, we're almost at 1,000 likes.
How close are we?
We're at like 947 or something like that.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, 947.
We have cupcakes when we reach 1,000?
We'll do something when we reach 1,000. Awesome. I don't know. Like, I'd really like to get to 1,000 the next week or so. Definitely before LexCon.
Tell your friends, people.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you haven't liked us on Facebook, you can go over to facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, hit the little like button. Also, if you're not following us on Twitter, you should do that at JustUsGeeks. And Instagram, we blew up the old Instagram this weekend with pictures from Louisiana Comic Con, and you can just look for JustUsGeeks there. So, good stuff. What was I going to say? I was going to say something good.
Did you lose your segue?
No, I was going to say something else about all of that.
About the convention.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was though.
But it was awesome.
It was super fun.
Great time.
It took a while to get there, but that was always good. It was really fun. Had a lot of good fun.
Never been to Louisiana.
Me you never have? No, it was. I immediately, like, when we drove in, I was like, this is what the Yellow King feels like, the True Detective guy. Like, you go over the bridge into the river into Louisiana, and it feels just like True Detective. It was pretty incredible.
Did you see the screens from the promo thing.
Yeah, I have. It looks
season two.
I'm stoked. I'm really, really stoked.
I still haven't watched that show. I really want to.
You really should. It's really, really good.
I don't have HBO, though. So
you know what? A lot of people don't have HBO, but they have Netflix, right? And tonight we're talking about Netflix.
Yep.
We're going to talk about Netflix. We're going to talk about net neutrality.
And we're going to talk about nets used to capture monsters. No.
No, we're not. No. We're still not going to do that.
Can we talk about how to make a net?
No, the internet is just fine.
Like the golden net from Animal Crossing?
Just like a net, like one you use to fish with.
Yeah. No, no, no. The internet suffices in all of those situations.
So you're talking about net as a concept.
It's
I got you.
Net.
Yeah.
Okay.
The global net. I'm going to come over there net. And stomp a net in your face. It's going to be fun. Net. So we all use Netflix, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, pretty much it's... Yeah. It's amazing, like...
You mean Netflix isn't just TV now? That's how people...
No, and you know what? I was really, really dumb and forgot to mention that our good friends at lynda.com before we got going and all this, because I've been watching too much Netflix, I guess.
That was the thing you were going to say.
That was the thing I was going to say. So go check out our friends at lynda.com, lynda.com/justusgeeks, and sign up for a free 10-day trial. Boom. We'll talk more about that in a minute. All right. So the Netflix... Netflix is good. It's kind of like it's one of those things where I think you just kind of take for granted that everybody has Netflix. Woo!
But it's real easy to have. I mean, it's what, $8 a month?
Something like that. Let me give you some interesting statistics on Netflix.
Okay.
This is some good stuff. So Netflix was founded in 1997. This is the day that you're hearing this tomorrow. Friday the 27th, this is the music from House of Cards. So you should be able to go, that's what I'm going to do all weekend is watch House of Cards season 3.
I almost forgot about that. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Go watch House of Cards. It's out today.
I still need to do that.
Yeah, you really do. It's so good. God, so freaking good. Kevin Spacey's the man.
I like Kevin Spacey. I'm sure it's great.
Oh, it's good. Okay, so here's some interesting facts that everyone should know about Netflix, because I was wondering myself, like, when Netflix actually got started and all that kind of stuff. So Netflix was founded in 1997. Wow, that's a long time ago.
It doesn't seem like it's that old. What was it to begin with?
I mean, it was Netflix.
I mean, but it was just like DVDs?
Yeah, that's what it started out with. Okay. They started digital distribution in 1999.
What?
Hmm. Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that because I didn't hear about Netflix till like 2006. Yep. At that point,
you could only do it like on your laptop or your desktop.
I'm fairly certain. I don't know that for sure, but I would think so.
There was just
Netflix
did
not go public until 2002. Like, they weren't publicly traded until 2002, which, you know, that's interesting. How many active Netflix subscribers do you think are on Netflix right now? Take a guess.
Over 9,000.
Give me a real answer.
Just in the U.S.?
No. Active Netflix
worldwide.
Subscribers.
Everywhere?
Worldwide.
Yeah.
At least a billion.
No.
Gotta be.
I'm going to go 600 million, Bob.
No. You're both wrong. I mean, it's a large number. It's 57.4 million.
Oh.
And that's of January 20th.
About a billion.
15.
It's close to a billion if you round up.
Yeah. Okay, so
at least a billion.
Keep that in mind. How many do you think are United States subscribers?
I'm going to say over half, 60% at least.
75%.
39 million. That's there you go. Yeah, well over half. So total Netflix viewing hours over 1 billion.
That's what you were guessing right there.
Said hours.
This I think is an interesting statistic as well. Percentage of Netflix users that binge watch shows at least every few weeks. Now, keep in mind, with new content coming out, the way they're doing, like when Orange is the New Black comes out, when Night Today, you know, House of Cards comes out, 61% of Netflix users binge watch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's...
They kind of force it on you. If you don't do anything, it's like you have 20 seconds to decide what you're going to do.
Yeah,
the rest
like,
of your day.
You sure you want to keep watching?
I'm okay.
This, I think, is an interesting statistic as well because it says a lot about their company. Percentage of Netflix subscribers that are, quote, extremely satisfied or, quote, very satisfied with their service.
Top two.
95.
73%.
63%. Oh.
Now, why do you think that? Give me a guess at why people may not be totally satisfied with their Netflix service.
I would say probably the number one reason is they have crappy internet and it doesn't work as well.
Ah, very good. ISP issues.
It's not Netflix's fault. It's that their connection isn't fast enough.
I was going to say that it's not as like up to date as something like Hulu. You know, like,
that is another issue.
Yeah.
In the United States, the best like what they quantify as the best internet service provider with Netflix connectivity is Google Fiber, obviously. Which country do you think has the best Netflix connectivity? Just to give me a guess.
South Korea.
No.
Well, no, they have really good internet infrastructure over there.
No,
really?
Not South Korea.
Hmm.
Matt, any idea? It's not us.
It's not us?
No.
I'm going to say somewhere in the UK, maybe?
It's the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's interesting, I think. So, yeah, Google Fiber here in the Netherlands overall. This is where I think Netflix is really going. This right here. Number of Emmy nominations for Netflix to date. 45.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Number of Golden Globe.
Just for their original series?
Yes. Wow. Number of Golden Globe nominations, 10. Number of Academy Award nominations, 2. That I think is interesting. Now, this is where you can kind of break it down. Number of Primetime Emmy Awards won by House of Cards in 2013, 3. You know, I mean, House of Cards really is like the series that really kind of sparked the debate on primetime or cable television versus online content.
You know what's strange to me, though? Well, last year when season 2 came out, they like pushed it. Like there were television commercials and all kinds of stuff for it, but I'm not seeing as much advertising for it this year. Do you think it's because they know they have their audience?
Yeah, they don't have to advertise.
They don't have to spend the money on the advertising.
They don't.
Yeah.
All they have to do is tell us when it's coming.
Yeah.
And they can do that.
That's advertising.
And they can do that inside their own service.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that I think is fine. They only have 900 corporate employees.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, I think.
We got to think they don't really have physical media anymore to really handle.
That's true. No, they do. Yeah. They do. They still do the disc-based service.
But it's probably nowhere near as big as it was.
I don't know.
Do you have that percentage of people stream as compared to disc?
I do. Hold
Lending
on.
Library.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see. We'll get there. Percentage of Netflix subscribers that also paid for TV in 2010, 88%. Percentage of Netflix subscribers that also paid for TV in 2014, 80%. So more people are not paying for TV now than a few years ago. Like it's going online to Hulu or something like that.
Yeah. Question though, do you think that's related to TV being tied with internet packages?
I think
why
so.
That hasn't dropped more?
I think so. Yeah. This I think is crazy. Amount that Netflix reportedly paid for two seasons of House of Cards, $100 million.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
How do we make a House of Cards?
This also is interesting. You know, the Marvel Defenders series that they're coming out with Daredevil and all these others, they paid $200 million for that, which I think is pretty incredible. The size of their content library is more than 1 petabyte.
Girl.
That's a lot of data.
I've never heard that word before.
Petabyte?
It's like 1,000 terabytes or something like that.
Hmm. Let's see. This is an interesting number. Number of times Netflix content was illegally downloaded or pirated in the second quarter, in quarter two of 2014, 62.6 million times.
People still don't want to pay $8 a month for...
Yeah, they don't. This I think is also interesting. And then we'll talk about some other stuff. Average amount of data that is consumed by Netflix subscribers monthly, 45 gigabytes. That's just in Netflix content.
That's impressive.
Well, I mean, you know, I think I saw, let's see. Here's the number that you wanted a minute ago. Number of Netflix DVD by mail members. Give me a guess.
Number or percentage?
Number.
Number?
46.
You would think that.
47, Bob.
No. One. No. There's one.
How many?
I'm going to say at least over a million still.
5.8 million.
Man.
5.8 million people still use the DVD to mail option.
Isn't it more expensive now?
Yeah, it is. But if you don't have an internet service at your house,
that's pretty much your only
option.
That's
your only option.
Why don't you move?
Well, that's the same question that the jerk from, you know, Microsoft asked people with the Xbox One. They blew up in their face.
It's so easy to just pick up and move somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go crazy without internet.
Well, I mean, you know, 4.5 million subscribers in the UK. I mean, Netflix is all over this bad boy. Netflix income for quarter four 2014, $65 million. The revenue is $1.3 billion. Netflix is making some serious cash. They're making some serious bank. And you know why? It's because they're thinking outside the box with stuff like the Marvel, you know, in the Marvel universe, Adam Sandler's thing that he's doing. They announced this week they're remaking Inspector Gadget. Pee-wee Herman's next movie is exclusively on Netflix. I mean, this is insane. Yeah. Like, it's a great time for properties that you're a fan of and just
Arrested Development.
Yeah, Arrested Development's another one. I mean, a lot of people gave, you know, a lot of people were like, this is not going to work. Clearly, it's working. I mean, all over the world. I'm still kind of surprised by that.
I think it's definitely changing the landscape of how we watch things.
I think it's already changed because binge watching, like... Yeah. How often did people do that?
Yeah.
I mean, even when they had DVDs, I don't think that was like a massive thing, but...
Well, I mean, it depended on if you found a show and you were able to get like seasons at a time. I know we watched the last thing that I can think of that we binged watched via disc was through Netflix, and it was The Sopranos.
Yeah.
And we watched that whole series via disc. Through Netflix in the mail.
That was probably painful.
It was very painful. Very, very painful.
Would they send you a season
of HBO stuff? So.
Would they send you a season at a time or like disc one of season?
No, we like episodes. No, we like ramped it up for like three discs. So we would like, you know, we would watch one disc, send it in, get the one that's coming.
Oh, you
next.
Had a chain.
Yeah, we had the chain going. It was totally worth it though. So what do you guys like about Netflix? Logan?
It's on everything. Pretty much any device you can think of has Netflix.
Anything.
You as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection or even 3G or 4G LTE, you're going to have Netflix. It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's offered through like it's offered through Dish. Like we don't have a device. Oh, we do. Like we have my PlayStation hooked up in the living room. But you know, like that's hard for people who don't know how to use it to get it out and use it. So we watch Netflix in the living room through Dish. It's part of the Dish service. Like you can just watch it through.
And it comes pre-loaded on a lot of TVs now.
Yeah, my dad's smart TV has Netflix on it, just preloaded.
Yeah. I mean, it's really everywhere.
It's on PS Vita.
Yeah.
I have Netflix on my Vita.
Yeah. I wish I could. I wish I had unlimited data so I could watch it on my phone, but...
That would crunch some data. Well,
over the weekend when we were in Louisiana, I told Emily, I was like, God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep without Nebraska. I should have gotten the movie downloaded and, you know, cause that's my sleep movie. It's on Netflix. I read somewhere once that like 65 to 70%, and it's not in the statistics that I found, 65 to 70% of their traffic comes at nighttime.
Well, duh.
I mean,
nobody's working.
Yeah, like in the sleep hours is when it comes. I mean, people turn it on to.
House of Cards hits tonight at 12:01. So, or
see you
last
guys.
Night.
Yeah, see you guys. Yeah. Matt, what do you like about Netflix?
What I like about Netflix is the amount of content that it gives you that you would otherwise not have any access to, like all these foreign films and stuff that you would never find on disc, you know.
No, around
here, you know.
So right.
But yeah, basically that, and it's just an endless pit of entertainment. And
yeah.
I think that forces you to watch things you wouldn't normally watch, too. Like, there's a lot of shows I'm like, I'd like to watch that, but I don't want to pay $30 for seasons on DVD.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it that bad.
I'll tell you, that's how we found Twin Peaks. I was like, you know, I've always heard that this was good and that I should watch it. It's on Netflix. Let's watch the first episode and see how we feel about it. A friend of mine that used to work with me, he found Black Mirror.
That was good.
Via Netflix, and
I've only seen like two episodes of that.
Man, but it's so
you
good.
Need to watch it all. We're getting an American version. Different stories. Yeah. Different stories.
Yeah.
They're not just gonna rehash.
I don't know how I feel about that.
And more sex.
No, well, I don't know if I feel about that either, but
probably,
but I don't know. I wish they would leave that alone. Just,
I have no problem with it simply because they're doing new stories, so it can't ruin the European ones for me.
That's true. It's a good series though, so I'm good with it. But you know, that's something that I would not have found had it not been for Netflix.
Yeah.
I love Netflix. I mean, there are sometimes that like I'll think, oh, this has got to be on Netflix, and it's not on there. Like after Robin Williams died, I thought, well, surely to God, every Robin Williams movie that I want to see is on Netflix, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
But they did, you know, update it in a timely fashion with a whole ton of
stuff.
They
pretty much had a whole section of Robin Williams.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I like. Like, it's pretty, the content is good enough.
What do you think of Max, the AI that lives inside of it that's like, I'm going to tell you what you want to watch?
It's not very good.
Yeah, I don't use that at all.
It's been accurate.
I watch so many different things though, I confuse it. So it's like, you just finished watching House of Cards, Hoarders, and Kitchen Nightmares. Would you like to watch Dora the Explorer?
No, I would not.
I think it's telling me I need a palate cleanser after all that.
Maybe so. Is there anything that you don't like about Netflix?
Sometimes I feel like Netflix is holding out on me. Like, I'm like, there's this one thing that you have that you're not showing me in your browse menu right now. Where is it? Come on.
Yeah. It's such a good service. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to find anything that I'm just displeased with.
See,
with it.
I think,
I mean,
so
it's
too.
$8 a month. I mean, it's a great service that I don't mind paying money for.
Do you think it should be cheaper?
I think it's fine the way it is.
I agree with you. Like, yeah. I don't think the price point is bad at all.
$8 a month compared to hundreds for cable package.
Yeah.
Well,
for the longest time, I just had Netflix. I didn't even have cable.
Yeah.
For like 2 or 3 years. And it was,
what I'm waiting on is like AMC to get their version of HBO Go.
Their shows are killing it right now.
Man,
they've been killing it.
They have been killing it. And they're, you know, one thing that I do love about AMC is that their content is on Netflix, mm-hmm. whereas like HBO's is not.
Right. See, that's one problem I have with streaming services. Everyone and their mom is trying to get a piece of that market. So they're splintering off. They're having HBO here and they're having, you know, AMC here, and they're making their own. And I understand it's a good move, you know, commercially, essentially, but it really hurts people who want to, you know, have wide interests.
What is that you have in your hand?
It's nothing.
It's sauce. Why do you have sauce in your hand?
It's nothing.
It is. I saw it.
It's not sauce. There's nothing in my hand.
Yeah, what was in your hand?
It was a piece of paper.
It was not a piece of paper. It was a sauce packet.
We've been passing a note back and forth this entire time.
Talking about James.
Do you
talking
like me? James. Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah. We're getting to that point.
Gross.
Thanks for busting us out in front of everybody, Josh.
You want me to read it aloud, Mr. Steve?
Yeah, dude. Read your sauce note out loud.
Your sauce note.
But for me, like,
Netflix.
I kind of agree with you, Logan. Like, some of the cable networks, like Fox just stopped uploading stuff to Netflix. You can get seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Bob's Burgers on Netflix, and that's it.
You got to go to Hulu for the other stuff.
No, you can go, if you have an Apple TV, you can get the Fox app, and they're on there, and that's fine. But like, you know, I pretty much use my Apple TV for like a Netflix and movie streaming device. So, I mean, I guess if it was more integrated into my life, it wouldn't be that big of a hassle, but like, it just doesn't work as well as Netflix does. No. Like, Netflix works well. I can start at the beginning.
Because they've been doing it since 1997.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah. Or 99 digitally, apparently. Yeah. Like, I can just start watching the beginning of a season. I can watch about 5 or 6 shows in a row. They want to make sure I'm not asleep. They may ask me once.
Yeah.
If I want to keep watching.
They do it about every 3 episodes.
It's less than that for ours.
Really?
Yeah. I guess because it's learned our habits. Like, but
don't make us waste our time. Are you
clicking
still
a button?
Attention?
Yeah. But I mean, there are no ads. I'm great with it.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, and
I get what you pay for. I mean, it's
what do
like
you,
I said.
Are you a Hulu Plus subscriber?
No.
Man?
No.
I'm not either, and I just.
I'm a PlayStation Plus subscriber.
If you guys want to keep up with like the latest TV, Hulu's the way to go. I have Hulu. It's they upload the episodes the next day. I mean, free Hulu's fine, but Hulu Plus,
you got those commercials, and then you get the Plus, and you still have the commercials.
I'm fine with that, though. I think Netflix has spoiled us, but Netflix only gets stuff when the DVDs come out. Hulu gets stuff immediately, and you have backlogs of some stuff that you wouldn't have on Netflix. I mean, they're different selections, but I'm fine with two, you know, general selections rather than.
So, is Hulu actually a good alternative to cable television?
Absolutely, I think so. Yeah, because you can still stay up to date on your shows. I mean, they're going to be
advertisements,
out.
But it's not as long.
It's, as like no, it's like TV. 30-second commercials rather than 5 minutes of commercials.
But I would think that if you paid for it, you wouldn't have to have those. That's what I love about Netflix. I'm paid for it. I don't have to.
Well, Hulu gets content faster, so they have to pay more. So you're paying the same price for Netflix. They could charge way more to get you no commercials, but they don't. And I mean, you just have to deal with 30-second ads. Mm. And if you're watching on the computer, sometimes they'll be like, "Do you want to watch a long
ad? Is this relevant to your life?"
I don't mind that. It's like the one where they're like, "Do you want to watch a 1 minute ad so you don't have to watch ads through your program?" Which is, you know.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I haven't been on Hulu in a long time.
I haven't either. I mean, I've thought about it, but with AMC being so on point, you know, like I have to watch it when that comes out. Like I have to watch Walking Dead when Walking Dead comes out. At airtime. That's just my thing. Like we didn't this week and it killed me this week. Like we got home from Louisiana, and I was just so dead. I was like, can't do it.
You were the Walking Dead.
I was the Walking Dead. Man, I'm going to tell you, I got up to pee somewhere in the night Sunday morning after running around all day on Saturday and was just like, nope, can't move. Don't know if I'm going to live. How am I going to get in my tiny car and drive home? Oh, man.
It's a long drive.
It was, 7 hours. But, But I've thought about that. I've heard rumors that AMC is going to do like an HBO Go type thing. And HBO Go is going to stand alone, you know, like you don't have to have HBO to get their HBO Go subscription. If they would do that, I would be good, because HBO Go is when it airs, it's on HBO Go. Like if I'm too tired to watch Game of Thrones when it is on, I can go and watch it in my bedroom. Now, it depends on who else is doing that, you know, like usually the season premieres and season finales are tough to watch because there's so many people watching it.
Yeah.
But for buffering reasons. But, you know, if AMC did their own thing and HBO Go went standalone, I think I could probably make it with just getting, I don't know, though. I love my DVR. That's my
I don't see why AMC needs to do its own thing when they're obviously behind Netflix, you know.
Well, I think they need to do their own thing because they're having such issues with like Dish and DirecTV, you know, like pricing negotiations. You know,
they want a little more of the pie.
Like there's a lot of ugly stuff going on in that.
There's a whole lot of ugly stuff that goes on behind the scenes in television.
You also have to think that your Netflix stuff is going to be way behind what's released. Like you're not going to get last season of Walking Dead until the new season premieres.
That's fine. Right. But if you're not one of the ones that has to watch it the minute it comes out, that's great.
That's
there are a lot of people that do that.
I don't watch it the minute it comes out. I prefer to binge watch it. So everything's fresh, but
right. And that's a fine way to be. I mean, obviously according to statistics, that's the way that a lot of things go. I like some of the ideas they have. I'm stoked about the Pee-wee movie. Like, I'm really excited about that because I love Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
I'm not so stoked about the Inspector Gadget thing because it's not going to be my Inspector Gadget.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop.
I loved Inspector Gadget as a kid. Oh, my God, I loved Inspector Gadget as a kid.
And they're doing Danger Mouse.
Mouse, which is an interesting choice for them. Yeah. I like cool that they're focusing on kids' content.
Yeah. Another good thing about Netflix. They have a lot of kids stuff on there.
Yes, they do. It beats the crap out of paying $18 or $19 a pop for the Tinkerbell movies that are on there that my kid watches. Yeah, it's great.
Plus, all kinds of Disney and Pixar movies.
You can watch them anywhere. You can, you know, if you need to distract your kid, here's an iPad.
Yes, exactly. So that is a good thing about Netflix. I don't really think for me there's anything that I don't like about Netflix. I don't. I mean, if something's not working right, it's my internet's problem.
It's usually your internet.
And I have Comcast, so that's the problem number one.
Like I said, they've been doing it a long time. They know their stuff.
Exactly. So where do you think Netflix is going?
To the moon.
I think they're going to shift into their own network. I think Netflix will be in 5 years, the Netflix network. You will have very few outside titles and it will be mostly original series.
Mm. I don't know. Like, I think their content is so dependent upon that library that they have. Like, I think you're going to see a lot more original series, whole lot more. They're not ever going to get rid of that content library.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's working for them.
Yeah.
It's just licensing issues, though, at that point. I think with so many people branching off and making their own services, Netflix is going to lose a lot of stuff just because they're doing that. It won't necessarily be Netflix's fault. It's not that they can't afford it.
I see what you mean.
Because everybody's trying to be Netflix now.
Because, I mean, I really enjoy watching anime, but Netflix has lost a lot of anime in the past 4 years to services like Crunchyroll and Viz, his own streaming service, and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah, well, that's like more of a niche thing, though.
But by the same tone, I like Kitchen Nightmares and Hoarders.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, like, I can't watch those on the same service, so it really bugs me.
That's very true. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not really sure where Netflix is headed, but I'm going to go with them. Like, I'm ready to follow those jokers to the moon and back. Yeah. I mean, they did so well for us when, when we were in the disc community. Mm-hmm. When we lived in Jackson, Mississippi, like, there was a Netflix hub there. So, like, one day early in the morning, I dropped a disc off at the post office. And I guess, like, that scan registered and triggered my other one. So, like, the day that I dropped one off, I got the next disc that day in the mail.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, like, Netflix has always been on top of it. Their customer service is really great, too.
Yeah,
it is. If you've ever had an issue with them there with Netflix, their customer service is really on point.
I had a password issue, and I talked to a dude, and he was like, okay, all right, try this. Okay, we're done. That was it.
Yeah,
was
I mean, it's incredible.
I couldn't get it to take my card or something like that. I don't know.
It's incredible that they do it with so few people, I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I'm really surprised that they can pull that off, but, I mean, they're just going to get larger, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, you know? I mean,
I think it would be cool to be like a original series liaison for Netflix where you go out and you, like, find these original series ideas and
stuff. That's probably a job.
That would be awesome.
And they've got
if you're the guy that does that.
Yeah, do an AMA or something. I need to read about that. That would be incredibly cool.
And they've got the Arrested Development movie that's coming out. So they're going to be making, like, major
Feature films,
yeah.
Well, they nominated for 2 Oscars.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, that's where I think they're going to do. They're going to focus a lot more on feature film. And I'm fine with that. Like, there's... now there's so many things to go see. I mean, not everything could be Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
50 Shades of Grey.
Interestingly enough, the guy, Jamie Dornan, is not going to appear in the next 2 films. I heard that today.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. They're going to recast Christian Grey.
I'm going to go audition, guys. I'll see you. And you know what?
Nobody will care,
I don't think.
And they will go see it anyway.
Yeah. He said that his wife or his girlfriend felt uneasy about it. Yeah, right.
Hey, Matt, you should go try out too.
Should I?
Yeah.
That'd be Christian Grey. I'm weak.
Let's all go audition for that.
Yeah, you could be like the Christian Grey of right now. You kind of look like him. You've got your gray shirt on.
Just need a gray tie.
I need my gray tie.
Yeah.
Count. Laters,
I wonder how many gray ties were sold after that.
Probably too many. All right, let us know over at Twitter at JustUsGeeks what you think about the Netflix. By the way, we have a new series coming. It started this week. We want to talk a little bit about it. Random Netflix movie of the week. Emily's going to watch a random Netflix movie of the week and tell you whether it's good or not. So go check that out over at JustUsGeeks.com. What?
I've got one she needs to watch. I'll give it to her later.
Horns. I watched Horns last night. You seen that?
Yeah. It was weird, you said.
It was weird.
Okay. I'm going to go with that.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, man.
You tell me about it.
It's interesting. It's good.
Yeah?
You'll like it.
I've been watching The Wonder Years lately. I've binge-watched The Wonder Years.
It's so sad.
I did that, too, when I was 4. It's fun. You know what you can't do because you're four? You probably couldn't go to lynda.com/justicegeeks and sign up for a free 10-day trial. Actually, you could, Logan. You could go do that.
I could.
Could you?
Yeah. You know why? Because Lynda is used by millions of people around the world and has over 3,000 courses on topics like web development, photography, visual design, business, and like specialized
business
training.
Business numbers.
Business, like specialized training in Excel, WordPress, and Photoshop, which are all really cool. All these courses are taught by experts, and new courses are added to the site every week. So some that I recommend are getting started in audio and music production. Obviously, some folks need to do that. Designing a logo, one of my own personal things, and foundations of photography. So invest in yourself and sign up for a free 10-day trial to lynda.com by visiting lynda.com/justusgeeks. Go ahead.
You should really do that.
Do it now.
Yeah, we're going to need you to really do that a lot.
Pause this podcast. Go do that.
Yeah, so we need to be telling everybody.
Pull your car over and do it now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
You can do it from your phone.
Absolutely, you can do it from your phone. Yeah.
Do they have an app?
I don't know. Maybe I just go to lynda.com/justusgeeks.
We'll get back to you on that.
Just go to lynda.com/justusgeeks. Don't do it through an app. Yeah. Just go through lynda.com/justusgeeks.
Please.
And sign up for a free 10-day trial. That way. Let's do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do it like that.
Yeah, it's fine. lynda.com/justusgeeks. What?
Web design.
Photography.
Photoshop.
Logos.
Business. Lynda.com.
10-day trial.
/justusgeeks. All right.
I like that.
That was the best one ever.
I like that a lot. Good.
That was the best one ever.
It's because James wasn't here.
Oh. Sad.
He just met James Franco. Did you see?
No. Is he saying that?
Yeah. Did he send us a message?
Yeah.
He finally showed up.
Met Franco.
Whoever would have thought James Franco would have been late to anything. Oh, me.
The weather is bad down there.
Yeah. All right, so in the second half of our show tonight, we're going to talk about net neutrality because, you know, the FCC just passed new regulations designed to protect the free flow of content on the interwebs.
As it should be.
The internet is really, really great.
The internet is awesome.
For a lot of things.
Like video games.
Yeah, and podcasts.
And ordering robots.
The news.
It's great for the news.
It is great for the news.
Guess how I found out about net neutrality?
How?
The internet.
Imagine that.
The internet news.
The interwebs. All right. So you might be like, this might be something that you've heard about, but you aren't really familiar with. Like this was the big topic today, other than two llamas and what color a dress was, which is beside the point. We're just going to kind of break it down for you. So what is net neutrality? Net neutrality, or an open internet, is the principle that internet service providers, or ISPs, should give consumers access to all legal content and applications on an equal basis without favoring some sources or blocking others. It prohibits ISPs from charging content providers for speedier delivery of their content on fast lanes and deliberately slowing their content from content providers that may compete with other ISPs. They should have called this the Comcast rule, is what they should have called this.
The Comcast rule.
Yeah, I mean, because this is this is one of those things that like Comcast has really been douchebags about. And they'll probably throttle my internet more if they get wind of this. But so Logan, what
they already know.
Yeah, they do. They already know. They can look at what I do on Thursdays and figure that out. So Logan, what do you think this, like, how do you think this affects the average person, this ruling today? Well, did you tell me about the ruling, because you've gotten into this and have looked into this. Tell me what this ruling means.
Basically, it means that if you're on Comcast and Comcast goes out and decides to start a streaming service, then they cannot slow down Netflix in favor of their service. Because without net neutrality rules, they could say, oh, Netflix, you're only going to be able to stream at 10 megabytes per second, no matter what connection the person is on. But Comcast streaming will stream at infinite speeds.
And so I mean, they're trying to control all the bandwidth, basically.
They could basically package out the internet, too, like they do cable channels. They could be like, oh, we have Google in our package, so if you want Google really fast, come to ours. And yeah.
Yeah. So this really has the potential to affect everyone. really. Like, basically what they've ruled is that your internet should be like a utility service.
I think they've really stopped what was going to happen from affecting people.
What was going to happen?
Yeah, I think nothing will change for you, basically. Right now is what will stay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, they've also eliminated throttling rules, which means they cannot slow you down after you've broken a cap or something like that. Yeah. So, congratulations,
that's the
man.
Same for, that's the same for like mobile data?
Yeah, it covers mobile now, too. Okay. It's under the Telecommunications Act, so there's still, you know, protections there.
Right. Because they do throttle you after 2 gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you can't do anything with 2 gigs nowadays.
Yeah.
These are some interesting reactions that I found on Facebook to what was going to happen to the FCC's vote. This is from one Ted Cruz. Everybody knows Ted Cruz, United States Senator, Republican Tea Party Senator from Texas. Ted said this on Facebook. Many of you are following the FCC's vote to take over the internet. Earlier this year, I called the takeover, quote, Obamacare for the internet. End quote.
What?
Tomorrow, the FCC votes on 332 pages of regulations no one has read because they've been kept secret from the public. They literally have to pass it so we can find out what's in it. But don't worry, because when President Obama says, quote, if you like your plan, you can keep it, end quote, you can trust him on that, right? Hey, Ted Cruz, evolution is a real thing. Al Franken said this, today's net neutrality ruling marks a huge victory for free speech in America. I want to send a huge thank you to our grassroots team and everyone there that's there to help preserve an open internet that's been an engine of innovation. And that is the freaking truth.
It is an engine of innovation.
Engine of innovation.
Where would we be without the internet?
Oh, man. The dark ages.
We wouldn't be in the dark ages. We'd just be in the 1950s.
We'd be in like, yeah.
We would be in the internet. Why are people so polarized? Like, why is this a question, Logan? Like, why is this something that should even be debated?
Well, for one, people need access to the internet, like fair access to the internet. As we've said, the internet is a huge engine for change. Mm-hmm. Like, that is how people develop. That has how things get out there. It's a social platform. It's a learning platform. It's everything. Mm-hmm. And while I agree a little bit with Senator Cruz about not being able to read the regulations or having those access to the public, that should be open, personally, I think. It is now. I'm glad that, you know, we have it, period.
Right. This is what the president said today after the FCC made the ruling. This is a memo that he issued. Today's FCC decision will protect innovation and create a level playing field for the next generation of entrepreneurs, and it wouldn't have happened without Americans like you. More than 4 million people wrote into the FCC overwhelmingly in support of a free and fair internet. Countless others spoke out on social media, petitioned their government, and stood up for what they believe. I ran for office because I believe that nothing can stand in the way of millions of voices calling for change. That's the backbone of our democracy, and you've proven that this timeless principle is alive and well in our digital age. So to all the people who participated in this conversation, I have a simple message. Thank you. Signed, one Barack James Obama.
Is that
James?
His middle name?
It's not James. No.
Barack Elizabeth Obama. Yeah.
His middle name is H.
Yeah, it is. Hussein. But, you know, I really think that, like, this is just interesting to see how many people have, like, the coverage of this. Obviously, this is a good thing. keeping the internet open and free.
Absolutely.
So that Comcast can't get pissed off at you because you're watching Netflix and they don't offer that and they'll slow your internet down, or Google or something like that. Keeping the internet open and fair for all parties involved is a great thing. To see the spin on this is just outrageous. I mean, it's been incredible.
I really don't see how anybody could be pro corporate on this.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
unless you're getting paid,
absolutely. But
yeah. Oh, like a lobbyist.
How is average Joe going to be pro corporate on this? Like, that's what confuses me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I just think this is one of those things that this is the important first step. You know, to have the FCC say, you know what, this is, and it was a close, it was not like a landslide vote here. You know, I mean, it was 3-2
Yeah, I was going to say 3-2.
Yeah, it was 3-2 And the chairman, Tom Wheeler, said this, quote, that no one, whether government or corporate, should control free open access to the internet. I mean, in my opinion, this isn't even debatable. Like, the internet is one of those things that it needs to stay out of the hands of people who want to try to make more money off of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's... I'm glad that they've like quantified this is a quote utility. I mean,
yeah.
Going forward, if you don't have access to the internet,
it's becoming a necessity.
It is a necessity. Yeah. And I think that's what this says today. Like, this is a huge necessity. I mean, partisan politics aside, this is a big win today. I mean, for the future
of
people as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for cat videos, for lynda.com, for our podcast. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, this is a huge thing. And this is the FCC, they also said this. These new rules are guided by three principles. America's broadband networks must be fast, fair, and open. Principles shared by the overwhelming majority of nearly 4 million commenters who participated in the FCC's open internet proceedings. Fast, fair, and open. So, I think those are the key words to look forward to, you know, when this talk is debated.
Now we just have to get the infrastructure better.
And that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, that's the next step. They have got, like, we've got to really, really hone in on that. I mean, everyone in the country needs access to the internet.
I feel like
you're just like in the dark. I've lived without internet for a really long time, and you're just kind of like, you're in the dark.
I don't see why corporations aren't jumping to improve their connections, though.
Well, Google is. Google is really like...
Yeah, Google's great, but, I mean...
Like Wi-Fi,
Comcast, drones. AT&T, Verizon, if they would move into these areas that people don't have internet or have very slow internet and improve those, their customer satisfaction would increase, and I think their profits would, too, at the same time.
I agree. We all have it on our phones. I mean, you know, Matt, you've got the internet on your phone.
My potato gets internet sometimes.
Sometimes. I just feel like this is more a, like, this is a right more than it's a privilege now. Like, internet access is becoming on par with water and electricity. And, you know, I'm glad that they've quantified that.
I mean, you could literally physically live without the internet, but I don't think you could thrive without
it. No, you couldn't succeed. Yeah. I mean, success is, you know, I mean, and it's like the president said, I mean, this is great for the next level of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people who want to get out and make a dollar every day, you've got to have the internet to do
so. You don't have to go to the bigwigs at your ISP and say, hey guys, I want to establish a site. Will you buy me to put me on your fast track?
Right, exactly.
Can I pay you to put me on your fast track?
Exactly. I don't always agree with some of the, like, me personally is the guy who runs, you know, this website. I don't agree personally with, like, some of the ways that Google promotes your service, or, you know, like the way Facebook bones you about, you know, the way people see your content, but it's there. And I have the ability to put this out there. Think about your job. And this is a question for everyone. Think about your job. Could you do your job without the internet? I mean, you might could. Could you do it as efficiently as you do it today without the internet? I'm going to say no for me. Matt, could you not?
No.
Couldn't. Logan, could you?
Probably not. I could probably do better than you guys because I'm a retail establishment.
Well, I was thinking that too, but like your ability to like log in and check levels on, like, oh, inventory, yeah, levels the on state
warehouse.
The state
warehouse. I don't have to call every time. I mean,
yeah.
And then credit card transactions.
Yes.
We'd have to take checks or just cash, which is a hassle nowadays.
Yeah. 2015, I mean, you got to have internet.
Yeah. I mean, you really do. And now, you know, now we have this ruling that says, yep, this is what you got to do, which I think is really awesome.
I'm not saying you need internet to be happy.
And I'm not saying that you need Google Fiber internet.
Yeah.
But I think in order to succeed now, you need the internet.
Yeah.
You just do. I mean, and I don't even think that's debatable. I'm sure there are folks that would love to debate that on both sides of the party.
You could not go from 0 years old to 30 years old and become successful without using the internet.
Here's the funny thing.
I don't think that's true.
My kid, who's asleep in the other room right now, she's not lived without the internet.
Yeah. I mean, people haven't lived without the internet. I mean, I haven't lived without the internet. I mean, 91, it was kind of widespread at that point. I mean, people had home internet access in 91.
Not like today, though.
Not like today, but
nerds had it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even classify you.
My dad was an early adopter, so we had dial-up like as soon as it was available.
Well, but I'm talking about like really widespread. But I just think this is one of those things that, you know, like this today is a, like this decision is a huge turning point in the future of not just our country, but, you know, for just people as a whole. I think it's a really good thing. You want to debate me? Let's go. Let's go over at justicegeeks.com. What is your opinion on the FCC's vote on net neutrality? Let's hear your thoughts on the open internet on Twitter at justicegeeks or, of course, over at justicegeeks.com. Let us know in the comments section of this podcast and on our Facebook page, and we'll go from there. So,
we love Comcast.
We do. No. No,
hey, no. I'm no. Okay with Comcast.
I'm not. I'm really not. Logan, since James isn't here this week, you want to talk about a game of the week?
Do I get to?
Talk about a video game.
We're bringing that back temporarily.
Maybe.
I'm good for it. Video games.
Mr. Barnes, what's our Justice Geeks game of the week this week? I'll just tell you, I've already had multiple people ask me what our opinion of this game was. So let's hear all about Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball Xenoverse, released on the PlayStation 3, the PlayStation 4, the Xbox 360, and the Xbox One. Soon to be released on PC, should be out this day, the day that the podcast comes out on Steam. Hmm. It is a 3D Dragon Ball fighting game. The eras mostly focus on Dragon Ball Z, extending all the way into the God of Destruction, Beerus, from the newest movie that came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a little bit of that. It's different from the others in that you don't play the same story over and over. You're not playing just, okay, Saiyan Saga, Frieza Saga, Buu Saga, or Cell Saga, Buu Saga. Like, it's not that. You're playing those stories, but the timeline has been screwed up. Someone has gone back and messed with those events through time traveling. So you play your created hero of one of six races. It's hard to do math while I'm talking, but
so you're completely original.
You are your own character. Dude.
Okay.
Yes. You can pick from humans, Saiyans, Namekians, Freezer race, or Majin.
And you created Jalen the Frieza.
No, I didn't. No. Jalen would have been a Super Saiyan. Thank you very much. I am playing a Frieza race character. Mm. You get special combos involving your tail. So that's kind of interesting.
Ooh, tail swipe.
You like grab people by their neck with your tail and throw them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like a fatality.
No, there's no fatalities. It's Dragon Ball Z.
Fatality.
Krillin is the only one. Krillin is the only one that gets a fatality used against him, and it's in glorious HD. This game is gorgeous. The game plays really well, except for a few minor hiccups. There are sudden spikes in difficulty sometimes that are hard to cope with without grinding out levels. It's the RPG system is really awkward and light. So when you're leveling up your character, essentially, there are some things that you don't quite feel like they matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't affect you really overall, but there's also cool systems where you can pick a master. Right now, Krillin is my master because he was the only interesting one available. They'll teach you their custom moves, their special moves. So like Krillin taught me Destructo Disc. So now I can shoot Destructo Discs and,
take it a long time to charge up.
No,
like on the show.
No, I actually hit things with it. So it's useful. But yeah, you can take, it's like 10 or 12 characters, different masters that you can accept to learn things.
Cool.
So you get your own like ultimate attacks from them and all kinds of stuff. And then there are parallel quests.
Is there loot and stuff?
Yeah, there's essentially loot, which is like equipment for your character.
Okay.
Visual stuff. You can find rare tech.
Does it change cosmetically? Or?
Yeah, changes cosmetically.
Cool.
You can find like rare techniques doing subquests or equipable items, things like that.
Okay.
It has an online mode where you can co-op to complete missions with other people's created characters or pre-made Dragon Ball Z characters.
So what you and James were doing?
We're trying to, but the servers are overloaded because it's so popular. But if I were forced to give this a number score, I would definitely say it's an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Like, it is the best Dragon Ball Z fighting game I've ever put my hands on.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. So you have the fighting, and then you have, like, the adventure part of it? Like,
there's a hub the world. Okay. No, you go to a hub world, and then you're sent to these various timelines to fix them.
Okay.
So you get to see the events of DBZ in a different light.
Cool.
Interesting. 8 out of 10. Sweet. I'm good with that.
What's so it called?
Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
Xenoverse.
And you're playing it on PS4.
PS4, yes.
What's your PlayStation ID?
Kite, K-I-T-E underscore 97.
I almost deleted you today because I was cleaning up my friends list because I added a bunch of people from Diablo.
Yeah.
People that I didn't know, and I never ended up playing with them. So I was just going through deleting them. And I was like, I got to Kite 97, and I'm like, I don't feel like I should delete them. Okay, that's Logan. Never mind.
I'll delete him now.
I sent you a party invite last night.
I don't know what I was doing.
You're playing Diablo. I think you were probably playing with Tater.
Yeah, I was playing with Tater.
Did he have one freaking health left?
Yeah, he had one health.
I don't know. Did he?
Maybe
let's just ask him. Dylan, what do you have left?
No, we have one health.
One friggin' health.
I've got to get that whole sound
clear. I didn't mean to bring that out. I'm sorry, Dylan.
You're not sorry.
What's
Does Dylan
on?
Listen every week?
Yeah, Dylan listens every
Dylan
week.
Dylan listens. He's awesome.
He's good. Dylan also follows us on Twitter, at Justice Geeks.
What about our fan MVP from the live show, Johan?
Johan? Johan got a Mega Man amiibo.
That lucky son of a gun.
I know,
that right? guy's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Johan, we love you, Johan.
You got MVP for the live show.
Yeah. Live show MVP.
We need to do another live show.
We do.
That was super fun.
We can do that.
Yeah, can we?
Could we do a dead show where we just kind of show up and sit in our chairs for an hour?
Wear tie-dye
shirts.
We
used to do that, but that was before you guys came along. I'm thinking like episode 1 through
50.
No, it was more than that. All righty. Now let's do our jam thing.
Yay.
That thing that we saved for Logan.
Saved it.
I do that.
Are you glad? Are you glad you saved it?
Yeah, it's better than Apps of the Week.
Yeah.
Because one of us still has a crap phone.
I got
I'm
this phone.
Looking at you.
Hey, that you may or may not change in the future.
Hey, crap phone.
I got this new phone, and I was like, man, it's a shame we don't do App of the Week anymore. What's your App of the Week? Oh, I got like 15 now.
Logan, what's your jam this week, buddy?
That's right.
I knew it, you idiot. I knew it was a packet of something.
Coming
you
back.
You stupid.
It's just a pack of strawberry jam that I had in my pocket. Hi, you missed the track.
I threw your jam. Continue. What's your jam?
My real jam of the week is probably going to be Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
It's a really good game. I've
That's
been
all
playing
you've
it.
Done.
Yeah. The day it came out, I went before work and played a whole bunch. So it's so good.
Dragon Ball. Matt, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is the Final Fantasy VII 4-disc original soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of discs.
That's a lot of discs.
I got it when I was in high school as a Christmas gift. It's 4 discs. Anyway, it's, you know, carried on through the years. Anyway, I put it on my iTunes, and then I put it on my 64 gigabit phone.
Gigabit.
And now I got, was jamming out in the driveway on the way over here. I was like, man, this is some of the best game music.
Great best game music. Ever.
And
did you just go ever?
Yeah.
Ever.
Yep.
It's too many syllables, Matt.
No, it's not.
No, it's fine.
I use ever how many syllables I want. Ever how many.
Ever how many?
Oh, Lord.
And they were in love forever how many years after?
Cheers.
Cheers. That's right.
What's your jam of the week, Josh?
I don't know. I had a really great time at the Louisiana Comic Con. I got to MC that bad boy, and it was really awesome. I met a lot of awesome folks, and I'm super grateful for Greg and for Jay for being good buds and letting me do that. So I'm excited to do more. My side jam, my other jam, I have two jams, is my new sweet phone case.
I was going to say something
that's awesome
about that earlier.
That
I
like got
that.
For for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Late V-Day.
Justice Geeks podcast.
Yeah.
Case.
I got a case and she got $300 dinner.
Nice.
I just exploded. That's what that sound was.
Well, I ate it too, so not really.
James wanted me to say that his jam of the week is also Dragon Ball. Like, he legitimately told me to say that. So, internet world, James still has a jam this week.
James who?
Stratton.
Oh, oh,
okay. His jam of the week is James Franco.
Yeah, for real. Hey, let's get him to tell James. Let's get him to get James Franco a jam of the week. Ask him.
Hey, what is James Franco?
What's Franco's jam? Let's see. What's Franco's?
He's actually doing
talking
this.
To, is he talking to him?
Yeah, right
now? Apparently.
Franco's.
They're best bros now. James is the new Seth Rogen. He could fill that gap.
He could totally fill that gap.
In James Franco's Shrek reboot.
He is gonna kill you.
He's onto something. What's Franco's jam of the week, James? Give it to me.
I don't. If it comes in before the end.
Nah, we're over. It's done.
It's done.
It's fine. It's done.
You know he's not really hanging with James Franco.
He might be. James Franco. So one time we're going to do it.
I'm never going to do that again. No. That's the last time I ever.
We had it on par.
We did it the first time. We should have just stopped there.
Done.
What did we even say?
I can't remember now. We'll have to go back
and
listen.
Me and him said the exact same thing, and I was like, boom, done. I'm done.
Same exact thing. That's what it should have been.
You're good at
that.
That's
what it should have been. I've been doing it for a long time.
How many times?
153 times.
No. It's newer than that. Like 130 something times.
You threw my jam away, literally.
I did. Well, I tried to. I missed. I hit that air purifier over there.
He's not good at basketball.
I'm better than you.
That's probably.
You can't even move hardly without sweating, so I think we're fine.
That's not true. I lift boxes all the time.
And put together robots.
I do.
That's a cool looking robot.
I put together a snow robot.
You did? You put together a snow robot?
He had a cool box head.
Yeah, he had a cool box head. We didn't have stuff to put on his face.
I threw snow at children. That was fun.
Just random children that walked by in the neighborhood.
I had snow thrown at me. I was out there. I was focused trying to build a snowman, and I'm getting snow thrown at me.
But
I was
like, come on, guys.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to build a snowman.
The four-year-old just kept throwing snow, like, for no reason. She'd just pick up a handful, giggle, and throw it at me. She was pretty good, too. I mean, like, she'd be from, like, me to you and throwing. She kept hitting me in the kids.
I came from work.
You're kind of an easy target.
Oh. That's the sound it makes when Josh walks around.
Yeah, I know.
Boom, shakalaka!
Yeah, burn. Next week, Logan will not be on the show. No.
Next week, Logan will be stacking a lot of boxes.
This is my 20th episode.
You want a cookie?
Congratulations.
I mean, this is my 153rd episode.
Happy 20.
Whoop-de-doo.
I'm happy, man.
Well, I'm happy, too.
This is Matt.
Whoa.
It is hip to be square.
That scared me.
Yeah, no. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us for episode 153 of Ye Olde Just Us Geeks podcast, where it is hip to be square. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all over at JusticeGeeks.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, and on Twitter, @JusticeGeeks. Also, same thing on Instagram there. So,
yeah, man.
And make sure you go sign up for that free 10-day trial over at Lynda.com/JusticeGeeks.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hip to be square. I just caused Matt to lose it.
Did he have it before?
No.
Nah.
Hey, guys, it's hip to be square. So I'm totally...
You're not square, you're round.
You're so hip. You're so hip.
In your face.
You got me back.
Yeah, I did.
So when's James coming back?
When
he's done with James Franco.
He's gone to live with James Franco now. We have to say goodbye.
He's made it. Guys, I'm going to Hollywood. I'm leaving.
Trip to B Square.
Didn't this guy die?
No.
The power of love.
Huey Lewis is not dead.
I thought he went back to the future or something.
That doesn't make you dead.
Huey Lewis and the Internet News.
And the Internet News.
That's his EDM band.
Yeah, he's all digital now.
He's a robot now.
You can catch a live show on Netflix.
He's the third Daft Punk.
What if Huey Lewis was Daft Punk?
What if that was?
I wouldn't be surprised.
What if Huey Lewis was
there? What if he was Banksy?
It's Huey Lewis.
Who do you think Banksy is?
Huey Lewis.
Skrillex.
He does kind of look like Skrillex.
Daft Punk is just Skrillex and Huey Lewis putting on masks.
Going around painting stuff.
They do it in the robot masks. How has no one noticed?
Bwop, 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 bwop.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking at what Jeff was talking about, and
Hat to obey square.
There appear to be two men in robot masks dropping bass and painting a freeway.
I don't know if that does you any good, but there's something out there.
Well, this podcast is shot.
Let's just redo the ending. I'm done.
No, it's
I'm
great.
Done with this.
Can we just call this episode Huey and Skrillex?
No. I mean,
can we make that a sitcom, a Netflix original series?
It would be better than the reboot of The Odd Couple starring Matthew Perry.
Skrillex, Huey Lewis, if you're out there, would you like to do
if you're
a
still alive,
sitcom?
Still out there.
Because one of you could potentially be dead.
We're not sure right now.
If you are dead, Huey Lewis, we would like to make you into a Mega Man's
I'd like to speak to the
prototype.
Family of Huey Lewis. Where's his body?
We could use a Huey Lewis hologram.
See, we could.
That, yeah.
They did it with Tupac.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Can we do a hologram sitcom?
I'm down with that.
That's pretty bad.
They already did one. Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Get me out of here, Al. That was a great show.
You can
show.
Watch that on Netflix.
Not the first episode, though. It's so weird.
I noticed that. Why didn't they do the first episode?
I don't know. What?
This is the best ending we've ever had.
It's Huey Lewis and Skrillex.
And James isn't here, so...
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.